It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
When the Sharks made that huge trade that sent Norris Trophy winner Erik Karlsson to the Pittsburgh Penguins in August of 2023, a lot of attention was placed on the first-round selection that the team would receive as a linchpin for continued growth of the prospect pool. There was some discussion about salary retention, and in the background, there was hope that the club would gain value from the veteran players that came to the Bay Area on the other side of that deal. While there was some muted excitement about that, it's unlikely that anyone could have predicted how well that Mikael Granlund would fit into San Jose's rebuilding scheme. Granlund had already put together two 20-goal seasons and three in which he recorded 60 points or more. But in his fifth and final season with the Nashville Predators, he only scored 9 goals, and it became apparent that a change was probably needed. As it turned out, the last goal that he scored in a Predators uniform turned out to be the game winner at SAP Center against San Jose on February 22nd, 2023.
And now here come the Predators moving left to right. Tomasino moving in. Granlund shoots. Score! Little mini two-on-one there as the Predators with speed move down the middle of the ice. They toss the passes to each other. Tomasino back to Granlund, and Granlund has his second goal of the game, his ninth of the season, and it is 3-1 Nashville.
A trade to Pittsburgh turned out to be only a temporary stop, and so it was on to San Jose. And as it turned out, Granlund proved to be a valuable asset. He scored 12 goals and 48 assists, hitting the 60-point level for the fourth time in his NHL career. One of his shining moments was leading his club back from a 4-0 deficit to win 6-5 in overtime at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit against the Red Wings. It was December the 7th, 2023. Granlund, who had 3 points in the game, assisted on the game-tying goal with an extra skater on and only 1:29 to play. And then he got the game winner at his 500th career point just 37 seconds into the extra session.
Off the draw, Red Wings skate on the attack. Zetterlin checks it away from Larkin, but Larkin's a great skater. He goes back to his own zone to get that loose puck. A headman feed, Raymond. He's played well tonight. Crosses the San Jose line. Throws it across the rink. Wallman in deep. Drops it back to the right point off the skate of Raymond. It's poked at by Zetterlin, and he's giving it a race. He might have a breakaway. He comes in, delayed penalty. Throws it across. Granlund shoots, and he scores! Mikael Granlund just won the game for the Sharks in the most spectacular comeback in many a year. The Sharks win 6-5 in overtime.
At the conclusion of the season, Mikael gave us his thoughts on how things went.
I mean, it was a tough season for everybody. Not winning a lot and going kind of being in a situation where we were having some of the injuries and all that. So, but the good thing is, I'm sure we're going to be better next season. And there's obviously some good things about this season as well.
How can this team be better next season?
Well, the first thing, obviously, I really hope Kuz will be ready to go. He's one guy that's going to help us right away. Then, obviously, a lot of young kids who are going to be better getting this 1 year and having a really good summer again and being more ready. obviously, we'll see if there's going to be any new guys and all that, but we need to get a better start for the season. It was a really tough start for this season, and that's gonna kind of, you know, that's not easy to recover from. So hopefully we can do a better job with that.
One of Mikhail's most important roles was in teaching young players like William Eklund and Fabian Zetterlin the right way to approach every game, every practice, and every video session. For him, it was very enjoyable to be part of these two young players' progress in taking major steps forward in their professional careers.
I loved it. I mean, those two guys, they're great people to be around with, first of all. But the way I love to see them coming to the rink. They come to work. They want to do the right thing. They, you know, you can see a player, you know, like they want to get better. As an older guy, you really want to help them. You want to, like, you can see, like, they're willing to take the help. They're willing to learn. That's something you got to have if you want to be a good player in this league. You need to be willing to learn. You need to be willing to work hard. So I give a ton of credit for those guys. And you can see them how they looked in the beginning of the season compared to right now. They're like different players, you know. That's the growth. That's the willingness to learn and work hard throughout the season. And I'm more than proud of those guys.
Granlund gave us a few thoughts on what playing the right way really means to him.
It's just doing the right things. You got to be willing to compete out there. There's no easy nights. Like in this league, there's a lot of nights you just need to grind. You need to try to do what's the best for the team, playing the right way, playing hard, trying to do the right things. You know, obviously there's going to be mistakes. There's, you know, we're a young team and all that, but for the most part, you're trying to do the right thing. And whatever it is, it's always team first things, and that's what I liked about our team. Like, it was the team first, and, you know, like, that's how you can be, you know, like, you don't want to be a skilled team that keeps losing, you know. You have all the talent in the world, but, you know, you're not able to grind, so that's what we did, and hopefully we're going to get totally better.
He really seems to enjoy his role as a mentor to young talent, too.
It's been great. Like like I said, like they really want to learn. They want to, you know, like you know, like obviously for me, I can, or the other guys, you can say as many things as you want, but, you know, like you got to be, like I was trying to show a little bit of an example, and they're really taking into it, like trying to do the right things, trying to play the right way, and willing to learn, and, you know, like it's... You know, if I had obviously playing with Zets for a lot this season, you know, like you get to that trust kind of the feel too, like you're trusting the other guy a lot on the ice, and obviously you can try to teach them all the time as well. So it's been nice, and they've come a long way from the beginning of the season, and like I said, I hope I helped them too. So and you know, with their work ethic, with their willingness to learn, there's going to be a lot of good years for them in this league.
An area where young players really need to adjust in the NHL is dealing with how strong all big league players actually are. Granlund, who checks in at 5'10 and 185 pounds, gave us some of his thoughts on how he survived that challenge and the grind that goes along with it.
First of all, it's not easy. you try to win a battle against a bigger guy than you. It takes a little bit more, but you gotta be willing to try to do that. That's the first thing. But then the other thing is you gotta learn to how do you. You don't want to put yourself in a position that someone can outmuscle you. You need to be a little bit smarter. You gotta be good with your skates, good with your sticks. And there's a lot of different ways. And if you're a smart player, you can figure it out pretty quickly.
Mikhail told us about the level of buy-in that the Sharks had in spite of the disappointing results and how that's a building block for the future.
I think there was a buy-in. We really, really tried. I think for the most part, we did try to play the right way, and I'll give a lot of credit to the guys. Maybe we were not as skilled or big or some other teams, but we tried to play the right way. And in this league, you want to be a good team. Obviously, we were not ready yet, but you got to play the right way. You got to be able to grind some games and do the things as the team does, you know, not individually. So I was kind of proud of that. Like a lot of guys, like we really tried to do the right thing. Obviously, as a team, we were not there yet, but I think there was a buy-in.
But the challenge remains. How can the team be better next year?
Well, I really hope Kuz will be ready to go. He's one guy that's going to help us right away. Then obviously a lot of young kids who are going to be better getting this 1 year and having a really good summer again and being more ready. obviously, we'll see if there's going to be any new guys and all that, but we need to get a better start for the season. It was a really tough start for this season, and that's going to kind of, you know, that's not easy to recover from. So hopefully we can do a better job with that.
In what way can the Sharks become a harder team to play against?
Obviously, we were kind of, I think we're a young team, you know, like kind of, you know, like we need to get more experience in D zone, you know, like you need to be able to win more battles. You need to, in this league, if you're not winning one-on-one battles, you're going to be spending a lot of time defending. And, there's a lot of things we can do better, but a lot of times it just comes to that, you know, winning a battle, being really hard on guys, and that's all alone is going to limit a lot of the other team's chances.
Without a Stanley Cup playoff series to play in with San Jose, Mikhail Granlund will represent his country in the IIHF World Championships in the Czech Republic. For him, it's a chance to simulate NHL postseason action, and it's a thrill for him to represent Finland.
Well, first of all, I love to play hockey. I love to play for Finland. It's when I was a kid, that was probably my biggest dream to play for Team Finland, and I'm always been, if I have a chance to go there, I'm more than willing to do so. Being healthy, personally having a pretty good season, feeling good in your body, like you want to keep going, and you know you always have a chance to win something there and play some meaningful games. So I mean, it's I just love to play for Team Finland.
Is Mikhail curious to see how the Sharks' rebuilding plan continues to take shape over the summer?
For sure, you're excited. You want the team to get better, and we want to, you know, start winning some games. So we'll see what they do, and, we'll see what the team looks like when we come to training camp.
How does he see his future with the Sharks?
We'll see what happens with me. I've loved my time here. It's been great. But as an organization, obviously with the season and where we are, like I'm sure we will get better already for next season, and hopefully quicker than later. So we'll see. You never know how these things are gonna work out, but. You know, I'm not sure it's going to get only better from now.
All Sharks fans have come to know and appreciate Mikhail Granlund. And everybody in the Bay Area feels that they're lucky to have him on the Sharks roster. For the Sharks Audio Network, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.